It's all about healthy eating in Ann Kelly's Kitchen because National Eating Healthy Day is Wednesday, November 2nd. Lily Conrad's joining us from the American Heart Association. So, Lily, why do we have to declare just one day to eat healthy? Shouldn't this be 365?
Yes, it should, and that is a great question. And for us, it is 365. You know, as you know, at the American Heart Association, we're dedicated to building healthier lives that are free from cardiovascular disease and stroke. So daily, we are pushing out this message. But, you know, Icon Days have become very popular. We have quite a few throughout the year, and this just gives us an extra reason to be out in the community next week, you know, going even harder with that message of why it's so important to eat healthy.
And it really is. Now, according to guidelines from the American Heart Association, what should a heart-healthy diet be comprised of?
Yeah, so high in fruits and vegetables, we recommend that adults eat 4 to 5 servings each of fruits and veggies every day. Also, whole grains, heart-healthy fats that come from nuts and seeds, proteins that are also full of healthy fats and lean, so fish and lean chickens. And all of our guidelines are online. And this year, we're really pushing the fruit and veggie message because it's easy to just go through the day and not eat enough fruits and vegetables and not get those nutrients. So we have this new program called Plus Color. And it's really this idea that, you know, for every meal, look at your plate and figure out how you can add just a little bit of color to your plate, whether it's putting some spinach leaves on your breakfast sandwich or some berries in your oatmeal. You know, there are some easy and affordable ways to get fruits and veggies into every meal that you're eating.
Yeah, you have to think a little outside the box sometimes and have a little fun with it.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, it just exactly. It doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to just be a side of broccoli, which is great. But, you know, we have toolkit this year. It's beautiful. It's really colorful. It's one of my favorite kits we've ever put out. And it's at heart.org/eathealthy. And there are tons of resources in there that have tips and advice on how to eat healthy, you know, throughout your entire diet, but also how to get those fruits and vegetables onto your plate.
I've always been told that the fruits and the vegetables, something like that, should cover 2/3 of my plate. And then the rest of it should be my lean protein or whatever I'm having. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think your lean protein, your heart-healthy, you know, carbohydrates, your whole grains, and then the rest of that plate, fruits and veggies. I've always used that rule, too.
Oh, yeah. So what is in heart-healthy? What are some of our biggest no-nos?
Sugar. You know, we really encourage people not to consume sugar-sweetened beverages. So water is the best. We want everyone to drink at least 100 ounces of water a day, which we know can be challenging. But, you know, cut the sodas, cut the sugary fruit drinks, processed foods that are very high in the bad fats. So, you know, it's eating clean. And it, you know, it's easier said than done. And sometimes, you know, it can be hard to do on a budget. And that's why we have put out all of this information about how you can do it and how you can do it on a budget. One of my favorite sheets is healthy snacks that are a dollar.
Ooh.
And, you know, easy ways to get them into your kids' lunches. But, yeah, I would say, you know, we really focus on encouraging people to have diets that are low in sugar.
Well, I have to tell you, the day that I cut out soda completely out of my diet, and I will tell you, I was a Coke Zero, Cherry Coke Zero addict. The day I cut that out of my diet was the best day of my life. Haven't touched soda. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's almost been a year, and I really don't miss it.
Wow. See, that's amazing. And it's great that you don't miss it, too.
No, because I remember, you know, you get that little sugar high and then boom, you crash and you haven't taken in any nutrients and you've actually done some damage to yourself.
Yeah, it's empty calories and there are fun ways to flavor water.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I know it doesn't sound like the most exciting thing in the world, but it's creating these healthy habits that will last for a lifetime.
And that's what you've got to do. Okay, speaking of healthy eating, National Eating Healthy Day is Wednesday, November 2nd. You're going to be down in Likes Gaslight Park in Tampa serving up some heart-healthy lunches. What is this going to be comprised of?
Yeah, so we're actually going to be in Likes Park on November 1st, the day before
November 1st.
Healthy Day.
Okay.
Yeah, no, and National Eating Healthy Day is the 2nd, but we'll be out there the 1st, so that way we're kind of getting 2 days in next week.
Smart.
So we're going to be there with over 1,000 free Subway sandwiches and apples. locally, Subway does sponsor National Eating Healthy Day, and they're very invested in our mission of heart health. And so we'll be out there. We're going to have music. We're going to have games. We're going to have Subway gift cards. And we're really just out there to engage people on their lunch break and surprise them with a free lunch, and also to give them National Eating Healthy Day resources, guide them to our full toolkit online, so that the following day on National Eating Healthy Day, we hope that everyone that we talk to will take steps to eat healthier.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And it's funny because I didn't used to think of as a sub sandwich as something healthy, but they have changed that, haven't they?
They have, and they're the only restaurant with our certified heart check. They have an entire heart healthy menu, and we actually have an awesome sheet this year because Subway is our sponsor that talks about how to build a better sandwich, because sandwich is one of the items that can contain a lot of sodium in your processed meats and your cheeses, and there can be a lot of hidden salt. And so this year we're also talking to people about how to build a better sandwich.
Perfect time to do that. Someone, I think it was a nutritionist, once said to me, if you don't have to read the label, you don't have to count the calories. And they were talking about processed food and all the additives. But I am a big label reader, and I think that can save us a lot of trouble down the road.
Yeah, it can. And it's a great habit to get into. You know, if you're able to go to the grocery store without being in a rush and take time to, you know, to read labels and learn what's in your food and what you want to buy, it can make a huge difference. My husband had high blood pressure, and we started taking these really long trips to the store. And he pretty much, I mean, he worked so hard to cut out sodium, and within 5 weeks, his blood pressure was normal.
Isn't that wonderful?
And he's maintained it since then. Yeah, and now we know, you know, we've learned about what's in a lot of these foods.
Yeah, you learn the hard way, unfortunately. Okay, let's make sure that I have this straight. It's going to be on Tuesday the 1st. You will be in Likes, Gaslight Park in Tampa. Now, you're also going to be at Pinellas Hope?
Yes, we are. We'll also be at Pinellas Hope on Wednesday, giving their hardworking kitchen staff a break for a couple hours. Again, Subway's providing a couple hundred footlong healthy subs with apples, and we're going to be serving lunch that day. We have a lot of AHA staff going over there to volunteer.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, for more information, let's give out all of your social media information where they can find you.
Yeah, thank you. So you can find us at Heart Tampa Bay on both Twitter and Instagram. And then on Facebook, it's at AHA Tampa Bay. And then again, the free National Eating Healthy Day toolkit, which is full of great nuggets of wisdom, is at heart.org/eathealthy.
All right. So they have no excuses now, do they?
No, none at all.
Lily Conrad, American Heart Association, thank you so much. Remember, National Eating Healthy Day is coming up Wednesday, November 2nd. Take that one day to re-examine your diet, and you can change your world for a lifetime. You can just make everything all better. Lily, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Anne. Really enjoyed being on today.